Aro did not like forests. Deep inside, he longed for the vast golden sweep of the Tambourure, the flat grassland in which he grew to manhood among the Ilyasai people. But he knew he would never again see the savanna he had left behind. The woodcraft Imaro had learned during his subsequent wanderings was rudimentary, but still far superior to that of the ones he pursued. The trail was easy to follow. Imaro knew he was not far behind them. So intent was the Ilyasai on the signs of the passage of those he pursued that he remained oblivious to the death that lurked above him, using a leaf-shrouded limb to mask its silent approach. Only a sudden and belated stirring of his kufahuma, the tambouri-bred sense that warned him of impending danger, saved Imaro from the talons of the beast that sprang down from the trees. Despite the warrior's lightning-swift swerve to one side, the claws raked across one shoulder, adding to the scarlet wounds that already decorated his dark skin. Thrown off balance by the glancing blow, Imaro stumbled to the ground. Quickly he leaped to his feet and whirled to face his attacker. Then his eyes widened in surprise, for the beast that faced him was like none he had seen before,